some people can really relate to flippant comments like, yeah, this place is accessible. It only has 2 stairs. Or, we could just get a sign language student to volunteer to interpret our event to save some money. Or, it's not that loud, that scented, that far away, that bright. My biggest wish is for people to consider access as part of how we do things. That if you've left out access, then your work isn't complete. Just like the news is not complete when there's, say, an emergency evacuation from a hurricane and a faker shows up pretending to do sign language interpretation but instead babbles in sign language about pizza and bears and nonsense. To those people who thought that was funny, it's literally life or death for people who need the ASL interpretation to get the news. And it points to the ongoing way that non-disabled hearing people tend to assume that audiences are non-disabled in hearing, even if you point out that's not true, no matter how many times you point it out. I love the guy who does bad lip reading. He watches TV with the sound off, writes a script based on what he can get from reading people's lips, and records a whole new audio track that's guaranteed to be nonsense. He's finally starting to caption his videos. That should have always been a given. It's beyond ridiculous that caption users should be left out of the joke. It can genuinely become a place for activism now that he's captioning. And visit Ricky Pointer's channel if you're into watching YouTubers. Ricky's a deaf YouTuber who captions all her videos. She started the hashtag NoMoreCraptions campaign. And I'll say this as many times as anyone needs. Auto-generated, quote-unquote, captions on YouTube are auto-generated, so they're not accurate. And they're subtitles anyway, not captions. And no, you can't post your video with auto-generated captions and list it as being captioned. Please stop doing that. Enjoy today's episode, an exploration into what on earth transcripts for radio are and why they're so valuable. And there's a link in the blog post to a transcript of today's episode.